got my driver's license.
She's got
license.
The ID? Bird, you have his ID? Thank you.
Absolutely.
Do you want to go sit someplace else, actually?
Sure.
Do you want to sit in my car? You can sit down and be nice and comfortable in there. All right. This way it'll be a little bit more quiet in the car, too. Pronounce the last name. See if there's enough room to get in here. Get in through that open door. I don't have it. Not open? Hold on. Yep, I do have a couple things on that front seat. Not anymore. Absolutely. Information from you before I start asking you any questions. So I'm gonna go ahead and put the car on so we can get some air. Get a little warm. Are you doing okay?
Uh-huh. Just hungry. I was going to get some tacos.
Well, hopefully I
went ahead and went over and got them so that I could clear the area.
Okay. Today is December 16th.
I did not look at my watch for what time it was.
Okay, right now it is 12 minutes after 12.
I would say it was probably about 10 minutes of noon.
About 10 till noon?
Approximately. Okay.
All right, it's December 16th, 12 minutes after 12, and I am speaking with... Is that a home or a cell?
It's a cell.
Are there any other numbers I can reach you at?
No.
Okay, perfect. Here's your driver's license back before I forget it.
Thank you.
Okay. Why don't you just go ahead and tell me what occurred, what you saw here today.
Okay, I was sitting in the left turn lane headed south.
Okay. You're in a left turn lane on Carmen?
On Carmen.
Okay, so you're in a left-hand turn lane at Carmen and Daly, and you're planning on making a left turn onto Daly from
Correct.
Carmen. And where is your vehicle at right now?
Where is it right now?
Yeah.
It's behind the gas station.
Okay, and what kind of car is it?
Silver with a red top.
Were you the first car in the turn pocket?
When I stopped, there was one car out into the intersection waiting to make a left.
Okay.
Another vehicle and then me, which placed me just slightly ahead of the front of the officer's SUV.
Okay, and...
So, like, my hood would have...
That's what happens.
Would have been about at the... Our hoods, over, you know, basically were like this.
Okay, and where was the officer's SUV?
Parked in the right lane headed north.
Okay, so the officer...
With lights on.
With lights were on, and it was in the northbound lanes on Carmen, just a little bit north of Daly.
Correct.
Okay, perfect. And so from your vantage point, you were almost... nose to nose as far as distance goes with
yes.
your vehicle and the officer's vehicle.
Yes.
And the officer's vehicle, there's basically three lanes.
No, there's two above.
Two going north on Carmen.
Yes.
And his vehicle, it was a male or female officer?
Male.
Male officer. Was he in full uniform?
Yes.
Okay. And you said his patrol car was an SUV, and you said the lights were on the vehicle?
Yes.
Okay. And was his vehicle, we'll call the furthest left lane number one, and then the right lane number two. Was
number
his,
two.
His vehicle was in lane number two with the
Correct.
Lights on.
Correct.
Okay, and what did you see from there?
I saw something going on the corner, which is where I initially saw the officer. Then I saw the officer backing up as the perpetrator charged him with a knife.
You could see the knife from where you were?
I could see the knife out like this.
Could you tell which hand the...
In the right hand.
The subject had it in the right hand. Can you describe what the knife looked like to me?
Oh. Looked like it had a 6 to 8 inch blade, fixed blade, I believe.
Okay.
Sort of a hunting Bowie type knife.
Maybe like 6 to 8 inches?
Yes.
And the color on the blade?
Silver.
Looks silver. Could you see the handle at all?
No, I couldn't.
Okay. And can you describe the person that was holding that knife for me?
Younger, long-haired, blondish, or, you know, weird coloration in it.
Kind of lighter color?
Yes.
Okay. And when you said they were standing, they were on the corner, we're talking about the corner of...
Daly and Carmen.
And that we'll call that the northeast corner.
Correct.
Okay.
Or just beyond the corner,
okay,
north
so
of Daly.
Just about how far north would you say when you saw the officer and the subject? Maybe about 40 feet past the end of the curve.
That's where the shooting occurred.
Okay, when you first saw them.
When I first saw them, maybe 6-8 feet
oh, so
beyond
they were
the corner.
Pretty close to the corner.
Yes.
Okay. And do you remember what the subject was wearing that had the knife?
Oh. Like maybe a knit parka on top. Sort of thing, and jeans or something.
Okay, okay. And you said, how old did you think the subject was?
Initially, before I got a clear view, I thought it was an old guy. You know, because the hair was whitish.
Okay.
But then when they got clear of the SUV, I could see it was a younger, scruffy guy. You know, whitish, maybe some pink tint to the hair or
okay,
something.
Some kind of coloring?
Yeah.
Okay. So when you first saw them, they were approximately maybe 8 to 10 feet north of the curb of Daly
Correct.
And Carmen.
Correct. And I could only see their heads.
Okay. And what was blocking your view that you could only see their heads?
The SUV.
The SUV. And the front, the hood part of the SUV? The front part of it or the back part of the SUV?
Probably the back part, because when I first saw them, I sort of saw through the windows of the SUV.
Okay. Okay. And when you first saw them, about how far, could you determine about how far the subject was away from the police officer?
When I first saw them. 4 feet?
About 4 feet away?
Yes.
And you're still in the turn pocket over there inside your vehicle?
Yes.
And is that when you saw them through the windows of the SUV? And
yes.
When we're saying SUV, we're talking about the police
SUV. Police vehicle, yes.
Okay. So you're basically only able to see the upper portion of
Correct.
The officer and the subject with the knife.
Correct.
And then what did you see from that point?
From that point, I saw the perpetrator turn and start to walk away. The officer started to following him, still giving commands.
And could you hear what the commands were?
No, I could not.
How did you know that he was
I could see his mouth moving and I could hear something, but I had my windows up.
Okay.
You know, so I don't know. Then the next thing I knew, the perp was charging the officer. He was backing up. You know, he was being charged, you know, with a knife out in front of the perp.
Okay.
Still backing up.
When you say still backing up, who are you talking about backing up?
The officer.
Okay.
You know, he had his gun drawn.
Okay.
You know, which initially I thought it was a taser or something because, you know, it seemed kind of square and I'm not familiar with modern handguns.
Okay. Let me back up just a little bit. When you said that you're calling him the perpetrator, the subject with the gun, with the knife.
Yes.
You said he was walking away from the officer. Which direction was he walking?
He turned and headed back toward Daly.
Okay, so he was
for
coming...
For just 2 or 3 feet. Then he turned around and started coming at the officer again with the knife.
Now, what changed to give you a different perspective of the view of them other than
they cleared the front of the vehicle, police vehicle.
So when you first saw them, they were behind the police vehicle.
Yes.
And what direction did they start moving? Were they...
North.
They were headed north and...
The officer backing up
the officer
all the
was
time.
Backing, okay, perfect. Okay, so the officer's backing up and he's backing, walking backwards north on Carmen and the subject with the knife, but he didn't have the knife at this point, correct?
Oh yeah.
When was the first time you saw the subject with the knife? That he had the knife in his hand.
As soon as they got up toward the hood,
you saw
of the police SUV, I could see clearly enough to where he had the knife out and was charging the officer.
Okay. Alright. So you said that he had the knife in his right hand, and he was charging. When you say charging, can you describe what it was, what you describe, or what
moving
you...
Rapidly.
Moving rapidly.
You know, almost a trot toward the officer.
Could you see him say anything?
No,
and your windows were up
know.
In your car the
yes.
entire time?
Yes.
Okay. And when you saw him going forward toward the officer with the knife in his hand, you saw the officer also with his gun drawn.
Yes.
And it looked like he was giving commands or he was yelling something at the subject.
Well, I could hear something was being yelled.
And it was,
you know, but I couldn't discern the words.
Okay.
You know, I don't know if it was stop, you know, drop the knife, what.
But you just heard something.
Yes.
And it sounded to you like it was yelling, you said?
He was shouting a command at the suspect.
All right. And then what did you see after that?
After that, like I said, I saw the suspect stop, turn around, start to walk away.
Okay.
Officer started to come after him saying something. And the suspect turned again and started charging him. You know, and the officer started backpedaling very quickly.
Okay.
Suspect was getting closer to the officer, was within 2 to 3 feet when the officer fired.
Okay.
And he kept charging him and the officer kept firing.
Okay. when you first saw them, before the guy with the knife turned around and started walking away, how close would you say that the subject with the knife got to the officer?
4 to 5 feet.
4 to 5 feet. And then he turned, the suspect turned around and started walking away,
mm-hmm.
and the officer followed him?
Started to follow him.
Okay. And then the suspect with the knife turned around
again and charged the officer and did not stop charging the officer.
And he got to within, you said, like maybe 2 or 3 feet. Did you hear the gunshots?
Oh, yes.
And how many gunshots did you hear?
At least 5, possibly 6.
5 or 6. And right from when you heard the shots, tell me exactly, if you can remember exactly what it was that you saw.
The officer was still backpedaling and still being charged as he was firing, and the suspect basically got within inches of him when the officer fell off the curb because he was going backwards and okay. didn't know where the edge was. And the perpetrator, suspect, whatever you want to call him, basically fell over him into the street and didn't move.
Okay, so when you said he fell off the curb, is it the right-hand curb that
yes.
you were that the officer was
yes.
backing up on?
Yes. Fell off the sidewalk.
And he fell off the sidewalk and into the street?
Yes.
And the suspect was close enough to him that he fell on top of the officer?
Or just over as the officer was rolling to try and, you know,
okay.
keep sight of the...
So can you estimate about how far the subject with the knife was when you first heard the officer's gun?
Within a foot. I mean, the knife was within a foot of the officer.
So, all right, so the guy's arm, so maybe another foot and a half or 2 feet
well,
was his body.
His arm wasn't fully stretched out. It was like he was trying to do a roundabout with
okay.
the knife.
And he had it extended. Did you see him...
Lunge
or swing
the
knife?
Yes, I saw his arm kind of swing like this, like, you know, he was going to swing and stab the officer.
And when the officer fell back from the sidewalk, did he continue to shoot?
No.
There were no more shots after
no.
he fell down?
No. You know, he got up, he still had his gun drawn on the guy, but the guy didn't move.
Okay, so the officer got up and he still...
Whether he was dead or not, I don't know.
Okay. And did you... You did not move your vehicle from that location? That entire, while... Not while it was happening. So, about how long after you saw the officer standing over the subject with the gun drawn, did you move your vehicle?
Well, I had to wait till the signal changed again because I was busy watching what
right.
was going on.
Right. Okay, so then
Once the signal changed, I moved up, waited through the signal, went and got my tacos, because, you know, all the police vehicles were coming, and I wanted to clear the area.
Okay.
I went through the drive-thru and then pulled into the station to come and, you know, let them know I witnessed it.
Okay, so when you made your turn, could you see what was going on with the officer and the subject on the ground?
The subject was still.
Still on the ground?
Yes.
And the officer,
was standing there. He was on his radio calling for backup or
whatever.
And that's
what you saw when you made the turn?
Yes.
Okay. Did you see any other... I want to say civilians. Any other non-police people anywhere near that corner?
Not that I noticed.
Yeah, okay. Could you tell what direction? I know that you said that the officer was walking backwards. Where was his, could you tell where his gun, where he was aiming when he fired? What direction?
He was, well, directly at the suspect, you know, basically south.
Okay, so. Okay. So, 805.
If I had been the officer, I wouldn't have given the guy as much chance as he gave him, to tell you the truth. Completely justified.
Okay. 805.
Number to reach him, right?
Let me leave you my card in case there's anything else that you can think of.
Or if you want my email address, they can
you
get
you know what?
That.
I will take that also, because okay. Emails are always great.
Plus, I only live about 3 blocks from the station.
Oh, perfect.
Horizon.net.
Okay. I think I should have all the information I need from you right now, but trust me, in situations like this, there's always going to be additional questions, so I will give you a call or
no problem.
Contact you if there's anything else that I
need. No problem.
And stopping and coming and taking time out of your day to provide us your statement.